The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Friday morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, May 19, 2023, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. By the way, if you didn't know anything about COVID, well, we're going to be talking a lot about that in this hour. The state Supreme Court of Rhode Island has allowed its mother to vaccinate her kids against the father's objections. Yep, they've gone through divorce, and now the kids are in the middle of the battle, and the Supreme Court of the state of Rhode Island, by a 5-0 vote after hearing from a doctor who is pro-vax, pro-jab, pro-whatever. And, of course, you know, the father had his own expert witness who didn't get a chance to examine the kids. But, you know, the kids now got jabs. So we're going to see how long it is before these kids all of a sudden either are dead or have adverse reactions. I swear to God, the stupidity of some people. Now, we have other people out there that have not taken the jab, like myself and other people I know, who had gotten COVID, like people I know. I was down for 3 weeks. It probably was one of the most miserable. I wanted to sleep all day and night. I hardly ate. I finally got on a regimen of antibiotics and prednisone and got rid of it. Haven't been sick since because I've been ramping up on what I take. Well, there is a vocal analysis out there that you have access to. Bet you didn't even know it. Now, some of you, our regular listeners, know about this, but the new listeners, like Jeff in North Carolina, they're new listeners out there, just started listening to the show. I'll give you a shout-out if you call me and tell me, 844-769-2944. If you have questions, we have Sherry Edwards with us. She is a pioneer in the study of human bioacoustic biology, 30 years of research. In Albany, Ohio, she and her team at Sound Health are using human voice and associated frequencies to help clients resolve health issues such as macular degeneration, multiple sclerosis, headaches, muscle stress, brain trauma, weight issues, and nutritional concerns. I mean, this is all cutting-edge technology, folks. Imagine being able to identify health and well-being possibilities you never even knew existed and a way to do it. And that's why we have Sherry Edwards on the show. Welcome back again.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Man, I'm telling you, the website that you've got out here is soundhealthoptions.com. And folks, soundhealthoptions.com. Sherry, if people visit the website, what are they going to see?
Well, on that particular site, there's classes and information, articles about corona. We've done about 10 now, and we've put out all the frequencies for spike proteins and given people a way to reduce the effects of what's going on and what we found by all the numbers. There's another one that's more important called Sound Health Portal, and that's where they can go get their voice analyzed. They can analyze themselves for COVID, how it's been affected by for fatigue and heart, something called subsequent factors, which is actually 14 databases all put together, and it'll tell them how having COVID or having the shot has affected their body. So we're trying to give people a workstation to combat all the lies.
But you have to have the internet, right?
Pretty much. You can do it on your phone.
Okay. Is there a number that you call, or do you have to input soundhealthportal.com in order to, on your phone, to get to that? I mean, some people, they don't have smartphones. They have landlines. That makes it kind of tough.
They would have to use Yeah, the internet. It's just soundhealthportal.com, and it has all of the information right there. How to download, how to take a free class. It's all right there for the public.
Okay. So the thing is it's a free class, and you also have this particular science, supposedly, this bioacoustic biology technology available for sale in a program so you can help other people and make money doing it, right?
Yes, and we also give away programs for and software for people to be able to start their own practice.
That is so cool. You know, this is what I'm talking about, folks. You can form an LLC. It's very inexpensive. And you can download the software, work with Sherry. Sherry, I mean, this is like a living testimonial for people to be able to do this. And to have, I mean, you literally can just put the word out that you're here to help people and identify what's going on so they can get proper treatment. Literally, I mean, you could put this into your own health food store or your whole holistic practice, whatever the case may be. You've obviously heard, how creative have people gotten with this?
A lot of people are setting up centers in the of their communities. We call it a community effort because we are being lied to so much. We are being gaslighted into thinking that we're a problem when really it's the government really pushing us towards sickness.
Well, they're doing it, but the thing is that we've been lied to so much. It's an issue. Just out of curiosity, I got a text from one of our listeners. Have you analyzed Joe Biden's voice?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd love to hear the result. Can you share the results?
Yes, I think one of the most important things to know is if somebody has a vocal print and it's a matrix of numbers and we look at it and we can tell what's going on with their perspective, Joe Biden's vocal print is almost identical to the president of China, meaning that they're on the same pathway. They're wanting to do the same thing. And for him to be almost identical, and then they're also very similar to Liz Cheney. So it's all about, we have a plan, we're carrying out a plan. It's a plan for a purpose. We don't care much for people. It's not really egotistical. It's an overall plan of what's to be done.
That is
amazing.
Joe
Biden, it looks like he's in cahoots with China.
Well, we knew that. I mean, he's got China money in his bank accounts, but hooker by crook. But the thing is that in order for that to happen and you come to that conclusion, you've actually had to analyze the vocal print of Xi Jinping, right?
Yes.
Wow. what about Chlamydia Harris? Did you analyze her too? Or was there laughter? Did that kind of like drown things out so you couldn't get an accurate print?
She's just a dud following somebody else's ideas. She doesn't have any ideas or plans of her own. She's just a follow the leader. But then Biden is a puppet of China. When you look at Bobulinski, who gave all that evidence, he's
right,
telling the truth about what's going on. People should have listened to him a couple of years ago, and it wouldn't be so bad as it is now.
Wow. So
right,
so you
now,
analyze his voice when he was talking, and you ran that through your bioacoustic biology technology, and this is what you discovered. I mean, all the print just basically said, look, I mean, this is almost like a polygraph for your voice.
Yes, it is. And people have a way now that they can tell who's telling the truth. We have a great big book called The Biggest Liars, and we've got, it's hundreds of pages of Tucker and Hunter and Obama and Hillary, and it tells you who is telling the truth. I'll give you a big example. When Benghazi ideas first came out and there was Obama and Hillary at the airport, and the bodies were coming off the plane, and they were saying, oh, it was that video. It was that horrible man who did that video. They were standing there, and they were totally lying. Now it's been absolutely proven that they were lying. And so here we are. We put it out there years ago. Now it's being proven. proven to be a lie, and we want to give away that software to your audience.
Wow. Folks, I mean, 844-769-2944. We're just at the start of this conversation. If you have anything to add, comments you want to make, or especially questions of Sherry Edwards, this is the time to get on the phone and call us, because you got the scientist of the year in 2001 on the phone with you, and she can answer questions you have about this technology. Now, I just out of curiosity, because people want to know, I guess the best thing, because some of them are afraid to call the show, and I don't want you to be afraid to call. We're having a conversation here. It is scientific in nature, but this stuff is everything that we're saying right here that Sherry has been stating is in its simplest terms. You literally, I mean, you've analyzed all these people, and we have, I don't know, I guess maybe if you dialed into C-SPAN and some of this other, is this where you trapped a lot of these voices, is by testimony through some of these government outputs through the media?
Yes. And we want to teach everyone to be able to do that. People suspect what's going on, but we're giving them a way to prove what's going on. Now, there's a limitation that our software only works on PC, but if you have a Mac, you can go on the Sound Health portal and use this online. Or if you want the software for your PC, we will provide it to you.
Okay, but normally you'd have to have a PC if you were going to use this. Is there a particular, like Windows 10, Windows 11? What are you, I mean, they're coming out with all these new programs now, and I'm just not sure. They don't have a way to mess with you given ChatGPT AI, do they?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, this is artificial intelligence right now that's coming out, and I'm just afraid that it's going to come out and try and distort things. I'm not sure that ChatGPT and artificial intelligence has gotten to the level of bioacoustic biology. But this is the thing, you know, they're trying to make this technocracy generation out there to be able to infiltrate the mind and be able to, you know, tell what the mind is doing and connect it to a computer. They want to put a chip in people's heads so it can connect to a computer so we can read your thoughts. This bioacoustic biology is past that point, wouldn't you think?
I would hope so, because people can lie with their words, but they cannot lie with the sounds. The frequencies of their voice will always tell the truth.
Okay. Dave in New York, you're on the phone with Sherry Edwards. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, I don't have a computer or anything like that. But I've been following you, you know, back when you were on the Power Hour, you know, and I took notes all the time and all these different people you were talking about. And, you know, even way back, you know, then someone had called in about some healing plant in the northern forests of, here we go down south there, called the Blushberry in Australia. And you were going to try to get a hold of a plant to get the frequency off of it. And I don't know if that ever came to fruition or not. But
I don't remember.
Didn't you
spin that long ago?
Yeah.
But
and you had some type of a hearing ability that resembled something of a porpoise or a dolphin, was it? Do
yes.
you remember that at all?
Yes.
Which one was it? I always get those
originated.
Two.
My hearing is mutated.
Yes, in a good way. But, I mean, which one was it, the porpoise or the dolphin? Probably the porpoise, right?
Well, it's a similar kind of thing, because there's something called a sacculus in their ear that tells them about the pressure of the air and where they are in the water. And most humans don't have that activated. In my case, it's activated.
Yeah, I remember, you know, back then saying that your mother or grandmother, somebody called you a witch because you could hear it when the carrots are ready to be picked and stuff, you know. And
what
thankfully,
a great memory.
Well, thank you very much. Don't do my voice. You do Dave's voice, okay, Mr. Krieger? You know, yeah. And it, make sure you come back on and tell us what he's really all about, okay? Because
yeah, you know they want to analyze me. I'm trying to tell the truth here, Dave. Come on.
So, Sherry, when you say you have a book, is it like online or something, or do you have a hard copy book that we could buy at the Power Hour?
It is called The Biggest Liars, and it's online, and
okay,
we could send it to you if you want. Am I allowed to give out my email? Well, I'll just send people this software.
Yeah,
and there's videos.
I've turned myself into a caveman. I'm using a flip-up 4G phone now, and no more computers, and no more, you know, it's too negative. And it has been for a long time, you know. Yep. But I'm glad to be able to talk to you, and, you know, I will be listening. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it, Dave, in New York. Thank you. I was curious, Sherry, can you explain the study of human bioacoustics and what it is exactly? Because there may be a lot of new listeners out there that they don't know what it is. They have no idea what we're talking about. Human acoustic, bioacoustic biology, how does it work? How did you first come to understand it? That sort of thing. Sherry, hang on. I'll get to your call in a second. We still have Sherry Edwards on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to break.
Yeah, no, we have Sherry in Kansas holding. I'll let Sherry go ahead and ask your question because I want to get into the framework of bioacoustic biology. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Sherry. There's information out there that say that there's at least one, maybe more than one, double for Joe Biden. And have you explored that as far as being able to tell if that is true, when they're using one?
I have found one time when I thought they were using a double, and we announced it on our radio show. And he came back in the news and said he had caught a cold from his grandson, and that's why his voice was different.
Did you pick that up and say, he's lying, you didn't get a cold? Did you pick that up?
I never got a chance to say it, you know, more, because we're on shows and we make statements based on what the computer tells us, and somehow they're listening and they answer them on the next news show. But there's so much going on out there that we want people to be able to tell who's telling the truth. Like, we were asked to evaluate his voice for medications, and we were able to look at that. But a lot of different things of what is going on with people's voices. I'm trying to look this up on my computer.
Sherry Edwards, this is a whole...
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Sherry, it seems like I remember you saying you can even analyze babies' voices by their cries, or, you know, even if they're not yet talking yet. If that's true, would you try to get into that a little bit too?
I would like to be able to do that for every baby when they are born, because you'll be able to tell, do they have any stress, any diseases. We are frequency beings. You can measure brain waves, you can measure nerves, and we have proven that we are based on math, the frequencies of math, and they're very consistent, and we can look at what's going on by the frequencies of your voice. And that's one of the things that I hear that most people don't. And it's just a mutation of my ear. So you can listen, and the computer will tell you. We have thousands, hundreds of thousands of entries. We've done all these people's voices. And so we do comparisons, like what was happening with COVID, what's happening with fatigue, so people can get their voice analyzed. But it's all math. The frequencies of the voice can be broken down into musical notes. So we know what this note and that note minus this note really means. And that's what we're looking at when we look at people's health. But we were talking about looking at people's conversations for what their motives are. So there's two different things that we do for people.
Wow, that is amazing. Living life in A440. Sherry in Kansas. Yeah, Sherry in Kansas, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Kevin in Georgia, I know you got a curious question from Sherry Edwards. Go ahead.
Hey, Sherry. Hi. And Dave, thanks again for all your broadcasts I've listened to forever. My question is, I have AMD, and I've had to be like Trump and fire all the doctors because they have me take all these very expensive chemicals, and it just doesn't seem to want to work. So besides a miracle, which I'm thinking about going for, can you help me?
Well, I don't know until I look at your vocal print, but I can give you an example of some things that we just did, an example of what we're looking at right now. We recently had a guy who had a large heart, and they put in a pacemaker. We did his voice, and we found that the muscle frequencies for his heart, gave it to him about 3 months later. The heart had reduced its thick walls, and they had to unhook the pacemaker. His family was so astounded that his daughter actually took our course so she could help the rest of the family. Now, right now, I'm working on a project that deals with diet and people who have diabetes and can't lose weight. And we found out they're putting this very expensive medication out there, Ozempic and Rybelsus and that kind of thing, and it really emulates hepatic lipase in the body. So you can take this Ozempic, which is $2,000 a month for the shots, or you can go to your local health food store and get some hepatic lipase, because it's the same frequency. What they've done with this medication is just emulate what nature's doing all along in our own body, and we want that information to go to the people. Here's another one. If you have an issue with not being able to open a jar so that your thumb is really weak, that's the same frequency as zinc. So you go eat some food with zinc in it, or you take some zinc from your health food store, and the body, using those frequencies, restores you back to your original form and function. So that's the research that we do, and put out a lot of articles. The biggest project we did was about corona and how corona causes people to have fatigue. And so you can jump on our website and say, I want to be tested for corona fatigue, and it'll give you back a report, a free report. We also have a free class. Our hope is that you learn to do this for yourself. Now, we can help you with whatever's going on, but we'd like to teach you to take care of yourself. So that's why we have all these free classes, so people can do their own work. We think that's your right to be able to monitor your own health. And that's why we support all of this and giving you information, software, and classes and tutorials. So jump on our site and see what you can do for yourself. And if you say to them, I'm giving a vocal pimp for this, this, or this, but I want you to send it along to Sherry, they will do that for you, and then I'll answer.
That is amazing. Kevin, what do you think?
It's I can relate to it. I have something, Dr. Bill Deagle, he has a device, many different devices, and one has like a infrared pad, and it puts out certain frequencies, and it talks to your cells and helps heal. So frequencies are definitely the cat's meow, and you think they've cracked the code as far as the body goes, and they're using it nefariously as well?
Absolutely, because I think they are monitored every herb and what the herbs did. They're putting it into mass, charging a lot for it, but it's just whatever the herbs are, how they're working, and they're charging you for it. So we want to crack that code, all of them. We don't have everything yet, but what we do have, we're going to give to the public to make sure that everybody can monitor their own health.
That is just amazing.
That's fascinating, and I'll look further into it. So bless you and your work that you do, and hope that many other people can can get help.
Well, we appreciate
that would be
it, Kevin.
Wonderful.
Yep. Thanks for your input. I just really, this is fascinating stuff, folks. And not only that, you see everything we're talking about here. You've got 333 million people in the United States. So you're not alone when it comes to starting up your own business and helping other people. I mean, you want to, this gives you a reason. And people are looking at this going, wait a minute, human bioacoustic biology. Oh my God, this is just like so deep. I'm not sure that this is beyond my understanding and reach. Is it that difficult to understand what you do? I mean, can you give us kind of an encapsulated version of what it is and how it works?
Well, it used to be very intimidating because it was a lot of math, but we've computerized all of it now, so it's just push buttons. So if you go on Sound Health Portal and you listen to the tutorials, you can do this on your own, and we give you the first 2 weeks for free so you learn. And then people can monitor their own health, and it's $20 a month.
Well, see, I knew there was a way for you to make money doing that. And see, folks, don't panic, okay? $20 a month is nothing, and this is the thing. It helps with Sherry Edwards' campaign to keep human bioacoustic biology in the forefront because this research is ongoing, is it not?
It is, and the Mayo Clinic has picked this up, MIT, Carnegie Mellon. There is so many people, because we did a project for the government for soldiers that had damage to their brain from acoustic blasts, and from there they gave it to MIT, so they're doing it, but we have one doctor that's charging people $2,500 a pop to do their vocal print. And you can do it so easily for free.
Well, and see, the thing is people can make money doing it because the unlearned out there that don't know, that are desperate, they're good. Just even out of curiosity, they would pay $50 just to come and spend a session to learn what's wrong. Doug in Tennessee, you're on the phone with Sherry Edwards. Go ahead.
Hi. Boy, that brings to mind the scripture. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's amazing what we can, how we're built, and how yet we still know so little about how we are.
I'm convinced God was a mathematician.
For sure.
We've learned
all
so much about math.
The laws of math.
Yes.
We live in a cause and effect world, and math plays a big part of it, and logic is just part of math.
Yes.
But I am very curious of what you're, I just missed most of the show, and I wanted to get on and thank Dave for being on the show as well, because the Power Hour woke me up a long time ago and changed my life, and I think, Dave, you are the best host that I've heard yet. You're precise in your language, you're very intelligent, and you're able to communicate that intelligence and get some of the best guests on. I really appreciate what you guys do there.
Well, we appreciate you too, Doug. We're at the break right now. We'll be back with Sherry Edwards. Stay with us.
To nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And you are my friends. Welcome to the Power Hour. God bless America. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, May 19, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for your calls. Hey, you know what? The phone lines are still open. 844-769-2944. I know you have questions because we've been talking with Sherry Edwards the last half hour. In her last segment, she's got technology out there that literally can make you money while helping people. Now, we all have it in ourselves to walk in love and help people. This is a good thing. And I'm just, you know, we're going to get into the, if you missed any of this thing, because I understand that some of you listeners may have just been tuning in and you're saying, okay, Dave, what are you talking about? Here's the thing. You can go online and listen to the archive of hour number two, because we do post it on the website, all right? But, I mean, if you're missing things, we have the website. It's called soundhealthportal.com, where you can go online, and Sherry Edwards' group out there will analyze your bioacoustic biology. That this is what they have here. This is the technology. It's for humans, and that's what she's been studying for the last 30 years of research and still continues to do that. Where they actually can do a voice print when you call up. You give them a voice print and they can tell you, I guess, Sherry, if I'm not overstating this thing, to simplify it, they basically can tell you what's going on in your life, in your health.
Yes, and we have over 300 different templates that we allow people access to. If they want to sign up for the free course, they can use something called biomarkers, and it'll run them through everything that we have. And it'll tell them what's the most important. It'll rank everything.
That is just amazing. You're talking about this book out called The Biggest Liars. Now, what about foreign politicians like Volodymyr Zelensky? Does this have the capability of picking up foreign languages and translating it into the same kind of voice print study that you're using in English?
Yes, because it's not the words that make any difference. It is the sound of the voice.
Okay, so you've done Zelensky, right?
Yes.
Oh, I was waiting for the results of that. What did you find?
Well, I don't have it right here in front of me, but it brings to mind other things that we have brought up in different languages and what's going on with people, with Putin. And Zelensky is very serious, but he really doesn't. He says in his words that he has hope he's going to win, but if you look at the back end of all of this, he doesn't really have faith in that. He has faith in somebody coming to rescue him, not anything from his own power.
Amazing. And the voice print picked that up.
Yes.
That is amazing. All right. The callers are starting to stack up again. Alan in Texas, my buddy at Republic of Texas Radio. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Sherry. Hey, yeah, Sherry, I've just got a couple of questions. First off, do you think as advanced as AI is getting, will it be able to reproduce a voice print that will basically mimic the person's voice print, and basically even on your analytical, algorithms that you have, will it be able to recreate the same person, and basically you won't be able to tell if it's real or AI? Do you think that's possible?
Well, they say that the AI can do that. But if you really look deep down into the voice, there's a quality called jitter. And I don't know if they can duplicate that. But that jitter, the amount of it, and you can tell on some of these commercials, like the gold commercials, there's an actor there that has no jitter in his voice, so you know he's just reading a script and not really telling you the truth. But I have not done a big study on that. That is a great idea to look at that. But they say they've already been able to do it and duplicate people's voice.
Yeah, even to the individual. Yeah, even to the individual voice print, you know, the raisings and lowerings and the jitter in your voice and your natural, you know, what makes you, you know, as an individual. I'll do one final statement and I'll jump off and let other callers on. You know, Sherry, you know, I had a friend, valedictorian of my high school, got sucked into DARPA, double majored math and physics, never even had to break a sweat, you know, just one of these just brilliant people, just scary smart. And he told me in the early and mid-1980s what computers and the internet was going to do. He didn't know about smartphones. So I've sat on the outside. I've never had an IP address, never had a smartphone. I did have a cell phone for a while when that fad came in, and then I didn't like that when it happened, the 24-hour accessibility and people not leading their own lives. But I've seen this technology. The only way I can describe it is suck the souls out of even good people. They don't lead their own lives. They live in this digital, you know, worldwide web nightmare, you know, and a web is a trap to ensnare prey. So I don't know. I don't see a lot of positive aspects. There are good aspects to the technology, but it's all weaponized before it's released for us to use. And with that, Dave, I'll drop off and let you get on to some other callers. Thank you, man.
Well, we appreciate it, Alan. Thank you. Now, I just, you know, out of curiosity, and this is the thing, you're talking about jitter and frequency. Because of the fact that it is all frequency, wouldn't your computer software, Sherry, be able to pick up inflections and tone that makes you think that this is basically artificially generated frequency?
Well, it makes me want to go check this out and look at it and see what I can find. There are many companies that have patented my work. And I got in touch with him, and I said, you try to keep this from the people. The more you screw people about it, the more I'm going to give away so nobody will make any money, so back off. And they have not paid attention to that. Obviously, they're still trying to study people's voices and what they can do with it. So the get into it, the more we learn.
Well, I know that, you know, if any of your folks over there have access to Skype, our board op was playing around and came up with a very creepy version of a guy that on AI using ChatGPT that said that he listens to the Power Hour. And I would love to send that, have him send that print over to you so you can analyze that as part of your research. I just think that's fascinating. I'd like to know what your computer software does when it listens to that guy, because he's saying, you know, I listen to the Power Hour, and just whether or not he's, you know, this has been electronically generated, because I think this is going to be something you will be on the cutting edge of, this whole mess of what is going to come, and your technology will be able to track and trace whether or not any of our research or any of the stuff that we're accessing online is truthful or not, because they're going to come at us with a lot of disinformation, and this will be able to generate whether or not it's electronic and whether it can be trusted. Would you agree?
Yes, and please send that to me. And they have my email there, but I have an email for the public too, so they can download our stuff. But absolutely, I want to look at it to see what we can find. People deserve the truth, and we are not getting the truth. The truth is so important. Think about this, what the government's doing. It's for money, and the drug companies for money and for power. And we want people to be able to tell the difference.
That is just amazing. Darlene in Indiana, I'm a farm girl. How you doing?
Right on track with that. I think something in this technology is taking people's souls. But anyhow, I just had two friends that were my mentors die recently within a week of each other. Both of their wives were jabbed, and one died of a clot. And these guys were 84 and 86. The other one was, I would say, suffering since February, and had a brain bleed, which was the start of his problem, and then he just went downhill from there. And I'm wondering, did you ever look at anyone that wasn't unvaccinated that lived with someone who was vaccinated?
Yes, good question. There is shedding. There is an opportunity for everybody to give us their vocal print, and we are using that in the research that we're doing. So if people want to volunteer a vocal print, and like your case, even when you're talking about somebody else, sometimes it shows up what was happening with them. But absolutely, when we did the math of COVID, when we put this out in December of 2019, we discovered that the math is fake, that this is not something that reacts like a natural virus. This is a man-made virus. It took them 3 years to catch up with it. But we said in the beginning that they're looking at bisflavonoids. They're looking at things that are going to ruin people's circulation and their heart. And that's why we have put out the vocal print so people can evaluate themselves. Now, that one's called Subsequent Factors, and it's on the front page, way at the bottom. And people can say, I want that one. They give us a vocal print, and it'll tell you what damage those shots and the spike proteins and all of that has done to you, and give you information about how to go about putting you back into normal form and function. I'm not allowed to say we heal people. We just can say we put you back into normal form and function. But
damn,
it's all
FTC.
There for people.
Yep, I believe it. Darlene, that was an amazing question. And the thing is that we all knew that shedding was going on. But this is another reason, Darlene, you and I both know that we're going to have to constantly stay healthy. That's why we got the Power Mall. But see, people have gone beyond that, and they're looking at constantly supplying themselves with all the necessary homeopathics, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They're keeping all this stuff on the shelf in great supply because they're out in the public, they're meeting people, they're talking to people, and this is something that you literally, Sherry, I believe you could take and do these voice prints of yourself on a regular basis to see if there's ongoing issues.
Absolutely. And when you sign up for the free course, they give you two free softwares. One of them is really important, nutrition, and the other is muscles. So you can make reports from day one, and I am just now putting together a video to show people how to do all that. Even though it's on tutorials, people need a simple way to do it, step one to whatever. So I'll have that up this week, and it'll be a video of showing people how to do this, how to download the software, how to help their neighbors, their friends, their family, because we have been totally lied to. We're going to look back in history and see this is the biggest fake news push of the government trying to control the people. It's horrible.
It is. Darlene, any other comment or question?
Well, DeWeese was talking about modified mRNA. MODRNA is what he's calling it. He says it's synthetic, and they're putting it in the food. So is there any way that she can handle anything like that to teach us?
We look at our database and compare what else is going on. We just had a girl yesterday that had her uracil, which is one of the parts of your DNA. It was really screwed up from a chickenpox vaccination they forced her to have. And so we know what the math is to antidote what's happening. There's thousands and thousands of mathematical antidotes in your voice. And by looking at that over long term, a lot of people, we have figured out what the antidotes are and then how to give them back to you. We haven't figured out how to give them back as food, because food's adulterated, but we're looking at it in terms of herbs. So if you don't want to use frequency, you use herbs or color. Or frequency is everything. It's emotion, it's color, it's hearing. So we're trying to figure all of that out and scrambling to get it to the public as soon as we can.
Very good. You're a blessing to humanity.
Yes, she is. Thank you, Darlene. I appreciate it. Sherry, just out of curiosity, some of us have RIPE machines. These operate off of frequencies. Basically, the RIPE machine, and in fact, I sleep on one at night, and it's a pad that throws frequencies into my system depending on how I set it. Do you have a way, based on vocal prints, to customize frequencies that I can program into my machine?
Absolutely.
I love it. I love
Rife
it.
Rife machines are digital, and they kill pathogens and things that shouldn't be in your body. They run out parasites. They kill the viruses and bacteria. The digital is very, very good. But if we want to reconstruct a muscle or bring back your eyesight, we use analog sound. And so that's a little different. But we have put out an article. It's on Sound Health Options under Corona tab. And it's the article that has the word tenets, T-E-N-E-T-S, in it. And there's all the frequencies there to antidote Corona, COVID. And we also give you a link to a digital generator right there online for the people who don't have a Rife machine.
That is amazing. All right, Craig in Michigan, you're on the phone with Sherry Edwards. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Good morning to Sherry and Dave. You kind of blew my mind here. I think we're living in a simulation. when you talked about everything as frequency, are you not the woman that had said when Joyce was alive that if you could duplicate the frequency of penicillin, that the frequency would have the same effect as penicillin would have?
It does in some cases. Now, not in all cases. But we've done pain medications. We use pain medications as frequency. We use sleep herbs as frequency.
Right. Okay, because I've been under the opinion, now, this technology may never filter down to us little people down here, but one day medical science, if you want to call it that, they'll use frequencies, both electronic, vibratory, you know, sound frequencies, and light for all diseases. I think light's a big part of that. And then when you said God was a mathematician, that just kind of solidified my belief that this is a simulation, because this is exactly how a computer would put things together using math and equations. And I don't know how.
One thing that's wonderful is that we're all individual. The Simpsons directors of the show, the producers, called me, and they wanted a frequency that would make everybody crap their pants. And they called that segment the Brown Sound. Now, it's individual. It's a C sharp that moves people's bowels, but we're all individual. And thank our God for that, because they couldn't control us with one sound frequency. They could probably control us by the loudness of the sound, but they can't control us with the actual frequency, because it's kind of built in. Here's a piece I find totally fascinating. When a sperm and egg come together.
Yeah, hang on a second,
okay.
Craig. Let her finish.
This might be out of your, you know, out of your study, but I think light is being used the same way with all this blue LED, everything from headlights on cars to street lights to computer screens. I think there's something to do with light there. That somehow something is manipulating.
Yeah, frequency can be translated into light, and that's the story I was going to tell. When the sperm and the egg comes together, it creates something called ADP, adenine diphosphate, and it's the same frequency as white light. So when conception takes place, the frequency that comes together from the sperm and the egg creates white light. And when you die, you see a lot of white light because the abundance of this ATP is stored in your eyeball. So there is old ancient stuff and the beginning stuff. When conception takes place, it uses white light. And white light is a combination of all light, and it all can be broken down by frequency. And we are individuals, and we can look at your individual math, your individual frequencies, and see where you're coming from, where you're going, what's going to happen to you. That's what we're offering on our internet for people, because this is a God-given gift that, yes, we are managed by light and frequency and aroma and emotions, and we're all individuals.
Craig, appreciate your call. Thanks so much for the input there. Patrice, you are probably going to be our last caller here on the show. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have always, all my life, ever since I can remember, I get a sound of a frequency that comes through, and it doesn't hurt me. It's not painful. But it comes, and it's usually, I think, my right ear. What is that? Or have you ever heard of that? Or
absolutely. It's called an OTO, acoustic emission, and it's a manifestation of our brain, and it can be measured. Alfred Tomatis measures it, or did. He's dead now. But he's written whole books on what that frequency in your ear means. I think it's a channel to other dimensions that if you listen to it, it reprograms and makes your body whole again. We've written an article about it. If you can moan, you can tone. And there's a way that you can actually measure that frequency. If people want to write to me, it's just Sherry, S-H-A.
I subscribe to you. Yeah, I subscribe to you. So...
great. So we have all these articles and things available. But if they want the software, if they want this article, they can get in touch with me with Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air. And I will try to send them what they need, the software, the Biggest Liar book. Just put it in the email directly what you need, and I'll try to get all that to the people. Because we're trying to get this method to the people and get everyone to use it, because we are just totally being lied to. And one of the things that's going on with our health, sick people can't fight. And that's what they're depending on. Keep you sick, keep you down, and you won't make any noise about what they're doing.
Yeah, amazing how that works. Patrice, thanks so much for joining us and calling in. And boy, I tell you what, your body comes equipped with all sorts of healing properties, doesn't it? Including otoacoustic emissions. That is amazing. First time I heard that. It's not has nothing to do with tinnitus, right?
Some people might think it's tinnitus, but if they actively listen to it, it'll put them in an altered state where tinnitus just aggravates people.
Yeah, I get it. And that's one of the beauties about having you on the show. We'll have to do this again sometime soon. Sherry Edwards, God bless you and all the work you're doing. We appreciate it. Soundhealthportal.com is where you go. Folks, I mean, we're giving you the keys to the kingdom here. Come on. God said you have an abundant life. This is the way to make the best of it. Sherry, thanks for joining us. And folks, Feel Good Friday has come to a close. We'll be back this coming Monday again with another edition of the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you Monday.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.